98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Aram Ray. She is coming to the Park Theater in Hudson tomorrow. That's Saturday, June 1st. Her new album, Loose Ends, is available now. Aram, thank you for hopping on with me.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you've played the Park Theater before, right?
I have.
Yeah.
Last fall.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of it?
I love it. I love it. I love the intimacy of it.
Yeah. And you're from Brooklyn, right? So Hudson is not super far for you.
I actually live in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
But I lived in New York for a little bit, so yeah.
Yeah, that was what I thought. How long have you been in Nashville?
Just over a year, actually, so it's still pretty new.
Yeah, how's it going? Are you making all kinds of musical connections?
I am, and I love it. It's a high quality of life, and I'm more of a country girl, so the city never fully felt like home for me.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you because, I was reading up on your career a little bit, and you kind of got your start by going to open mics, which were often like pretty out of the way for you, right?
Yes. Yep. I was living in rural Virginia with my family. They have a farm out there, and the only places to play were if I drove at least 2 hours to close to D.C. or Richmond. Kind of any of those places, I would just kind of map out, show up, hope they asked me to come back for, an opening set, and just do that up and down the East Coast, really.
Yeah. I think that's such a great thing for folks to hear who are, independent musicians or looking to become independent musicians, just the importance of going to open mics and getting your foot in the door at venues that way.
Yeah. You can't. Because no one can take that away from you. You can perform directly for people, without anybody giving you permission for something.
Yeah. And especially in the age of, social media and so many artists, feeling the need to be constantly posting, it's kind of a way to organically connect with an audience and connect with other musicians and venues without having to do that, content grind.
Yeah, I think it's still the prime way to go. Because, nothing beats a live connection, an in-person, what do they say, IRL?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so speaking of which, what is your live show like? Do you bring a full band, or is it just you at this point?
Tomorrow, it'll be just me, and I will play songs from my last record, Sub Rosa, and then the record after that, Loose Ends, and then I'll be playing some new songs. So I'm kind of trying out some brand new things that I've been in the studio with, and just getting back to Hudson because last year it was so great. Just having kind of like an intimate night. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, you prefer the kind of intimate shows where you can sort of converse with the audience a little bit?
100% do, yeah.
Yeah. What else is on the roster for this year? Are you doing a whole tour?
Tomorrow I just have, I have these two shows. I have one in Hudson, and then Sunday I have one at Heaven Can Wait. And then I go back to Nashville, and then I've been recording in Florence, Alabama.
Oh, cool.
With this guy, John Paul White. He was in the Civil Wars, and now he's like doing a lot of producing. And Ben Tanner. They're just a great team. We've done 5 songs, and we're going to go back and do some more in a week or two and kind of focus on that.
Yeah.
For the next record.
That's exciting. So you're starting a new album cycle.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Aram Ray is my guest. She is coming to the Park Theater in Hudson. That's tomorrow, June 1st. I believe 8 o'clock is what the website says, but always check the website. Aram, what are you most excited about being back in Hudson?
Playing at the theater. I recorded Loose Ends up in Hudson Valley, kind of right outside of Woodstock. Wesley Schultz from Lumineers lives up there part-time, and then David Barron lives up there full-time. And David has a beautiful studio that overlooks what's called Sun Mountain, and it overlooks the reservoir. So I have very, very fond memories of being up there in the fall. We did a couple weeks in the fall, and then we did a couple weeks in the spring. And so, like I said, I love being out in country more than city. So, like, those long drives and the weather alone and the quaintness of a small town, I just love. So Hudson gave me a lot of great memories last time I was there. And I think that Shannon has done such a beautiful job with the theater and renovating it, and just feels special.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful show. Can't wait to welcome you back to the area. And thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
I really appreciate you doing the same. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right.